This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
Well, greetings and blessings be upon you, and welcome to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show, and the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Thank you for joining us as we once again delve into the important aspects of change, aging, and the care of our families.
Yes, what we discuss in this program comprises much of the, as we call it, the nitty-gritty of our experience, those questions which are frequently the most essential in our lives, and the answers to which frequently go a long way to determining if we age with a sense of peace and contentment, or if we age amidst a lot of worry and stress and friction and misunderstanding in our families. We'd like to help you avoid all of the second group, if possible. So we thank you for trusting us each week with the information we provide here. And we also thank you for providing your experience and insights to us. How can one join the program, Gloria?
If you'd like to be a part of our program today, the number to call us live in the studio is 937-457-1290. That's 457-1290. Now, you can also drop us an email at bobandgloria@thereisaseasonshow.com or by writing to us at There Is a Season, care of WHIO Radio, 1611 South Main Street, Dayton, Ohio.
Of course, if you've got family and friends who should be hearing this program, and you know they should be, you know that, or you'd just like to get the conversation started with someone across the country or around the world, you can have them check us out Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern on WHIO.com or on the iHeartRadio app. So there's always a way to get in touch with us, is there not?
Usually.
Yes. Now, we've got a jam-packed show here today. We're going to try to squeeze, saying? I forget, but, you know, six rooms of furniture in a five-room house or something like that. We've got a ton to get into our hour here. So we're going to get into this, and we just ask that you hang on for the ride and join us here if you have a thought or something you'd like to share with us. We've been talking a lot lately about caregiving, right? Not infrequent topic on a program like ours. And we've gotten into the discussion several programs ago while talking about Alzheimer's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on those programs, we not only talked about the warning signs of Alzheimer's and the risk factors and what to expect at the doctor's office, but we also talked about the particular challenges that Alzheimer's poses for caregivers. Then more recently, we talked about the various efforts put into the people versus place question. That is, while it's often common for families to spend a lot of time looking at where a loved one might move, that is, which place would provide the right accommodations and proximities and activities and so forth, we wondered if a similar amount of time and concern was dedicated to the question of who would actually be providing that day-to-day care.
Right. That's a key question. And if you'd like to catch that or any of the other programs, if you'd like to get into more detail, you can check out the podcast page at thereisaseasonshow.com. It's due for some updates there, but you can go back weeks and months, listen to your favorite topics, or share them with others around the country who are facing similar issues in their lives. Today, however, we're going to ask a question related to caregiving and also to our later years in general. And it's kind of a simple question, but it's a complex question. And here it is. What is it worth? What is that time of our lives worth? Now, you may know from listening to this program that Gloria and I can wax philosophical or spiritual with regard to the question of what do our later years mean, right? Mm-hmm. We may talk about continuing to become. We've done a lot about that. We may talk about ridding ourselves of physical and mental and emotional baggage and all of those topics, right?
Right.
What is it worth this time of our life?
Right. And certainly those are all key goals for our later years, right, Bob? But today's question is a lot more basic and nuts and bolts. Without getting into talking about your retirement portfolio, there are plenty of other programs that talk about that. We're wondering how and why individuals and families either make or don't make certain choices about how senior loved ones are going to live and how they're going to be cared for.
it's a topic that includes lots of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Our friend Tim Beat from St. Mary Development Corporation had recently shared with us that some 45% of Americans over the age of 55 don't even have $10,000 saved for retirement.
That's frightening.
45% don't have $10,000 saved. So obviously, a lack of savings and retirement funds is very likely to have an impact on how and where you live and the degree of care you may have as you age. Do people care about this? Are they alarmed by it?
Right.
We're asking that today.
Yeah. Yes, it raises an interesting question about what the retirement years are worth to a lot of people. Now, keeping in mind that there may be quite a few folks who are technically house rich and cash poor, that is, they live in homes nearly or totally paid off, but have little in additional liquid assets, the question naturally arises, what are their plans come retirement age? Are they trying to save for the long haul? Are they putting money away for medical and caregiving costs beyond what is provided by Medicare? And if not, why not?
Also, keep in mind, we're not picking on anyone with a lower current or historical income. That's not really our point today. Our question has to do with the expectation of this time of life. What do we expect for our lifestyles and for the level of care many of us are likely to need in our advanced years? Is this even on the radar for you? Have you already been scrambling to stretch every dollar and live very frugally now that you're in retirement? And do you expect this to continue? Or are you just figuring that things will somehow, you know, they'll just sort of take care of themselves, right? That somehow the government or our fortune will smile on us enough to maintain our expected lifestyle and living. These are some of the questions we're asking. But as usual, we will go deeper.
The next question a lot of people wonder about is, if I'm going to make a residential transition later in life, what will that cost? Will such a move be worth it? And how? How in the world do you begin to evaluate that? Certainly, there are a range of living options that we've discussed at length on this program, such as moving in with family, moving to an apartment, moving to independent living, maybe say on a community care campus. And depending on one's health and caregiving needs, perhaps the move will be to assisted living or nursing care, or perhaps a memory care environment. Right?
And all of these have different costs, and of course, different costs around the country, right? Sometimes, and if you look at the charts, there's extreme variances if you happen to live in the coast or you live in a much larger metro area. We're going to focus kind of on our own region here. And some of this may be old news to some listeners who've already paid that bill or seen some of the pricing. It may come as a surprise to others. It may just open your eyes about what some of the costs of these different options are. And we're going to talk about those in just a moment. But first, let's do a quick recap of what we're talking about when we talk about, you know, a major residential change, some pros and cons to each.
Right. So, and keep in mind that choosing the appropriate care option for an older family member or friend can be one of the most difficult decisions of a person's life, you know, because any move is stressful, and moving a loved one into assisted living or any other elder care facility, for that matter, often involves leaving a residence possibly that they've called home for many years. Right, Bob?
Right.
So there are some obviously advantages and disadvantages when you're considering something such as assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the benefits would be a relatively high level of independence in assisted living. You know, you still kind of have that. You just have a little bit of trained staff on hand that can help. Maybe they don't have to cook for themselves, clean their homes, or do their own laundry. So it removes a lot of burden of living in a private residence.
And in a continuing care environment, very often, if people have entered in the independent living part of it,
mm-hmm.
and there's all different pricing models for that, right?
Right.
Then the first level, if there's a multi-level approach to the assisted living, is where they move. That's where they kind of migrate to that thing. And it does have benefits for a lot of the people who are, you know, families who are concerned. There's a security aspect, right?
Yeah, they don't have to cook, like I said, clean, do their laundry. And you know, that will greatly reduce maybe the likelihood of falls and other accidents. You know, all those meals and cleaning services are provided by staff. And there is on-site medical care, such as prescription drug services and so forth.
A lot of people talk about the social benefits too, right?
Social, security. They're in a safe, secure environment with controlled access usually. So those are definitely some of the, pros. There are drawbacks, however.
Right.
They aren't for everyone, assisted living centers. They are one of the least costly care options if you're going to move out of your residence. The monthly expenses, though, still can prove to be too high for some families.
Right. And so people look at that and they say, well, geez, well, I don't know. So a question again, we're asking, we're not going to, as Gloria and I were preparing the show, we kept saying, we don't want to really have a dog in this race. It's not so much that we're going to pick that this is a better way or that's a better way for you. We're asking you, what do you think of the value of assisted living or nursing care and so forth? So really it takes getting down to knowing the property or place that you're talking about and also what the costs are.
Yeah. And so depending on all those services available and other variables, an assisted living community can cost anywhere between $2,800 and $5,700 per month, with an average monthly cost right around $3,600 a month.
In our area, right?
In our area. Well, actually, yeah, nationwide, actually, is the average. But yes, in our area, about $3,600 a month. Now you have to think there is another drawback, and that's reduced level of care. If that loved one of yours has more extensive medical needs, an assisted living center may prove to be insufficient in terms of the services offered. And that's where then you might need to move into the whole nursing home.
Right. And nursing care.
You know about that, Bob.
That really changes the whole complexion significantly. A nursing home obviously is designed to be much more of a skilled nursing environment.
Right.
And the cost there can be considerably higher.
Yeah. In the state of Ohio, it's about $218 per day, with a national average of $228 per day. So,
right. so you can quickly get into costs of $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. In some parts of the country, it's $12,000 a month,
you know,
for nursing care. So again, the question is it worth it or is it moot? Does somebody say, okay, that is the only option. That's all I've got. That's what it costs. That's what we'll have to try to figure out how to pay, or we'll have to eventually become a Medicaid situation. And there's all kinds of conversation people have about how you manage your finances for all of that kind of thing. The key question we're going to come back to here is, you know, even if you're looking at these costs with some dread, what have you saved to at least have those options? That's a key thing to ask yourself. And the other thing is, does this affect everybody? Is it inevitable that people have to look at assisted living or have to look at a nursing home? If you hear about these things frequently, it's because certainly there's a lot of marketing and a certain percentage of people go there, but not really on balance that many out of the whole population.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau of the Census, slightly over 5% of the 65 and up population occupy nursing homes, and that includes congregate care, assisted living, and board and care homes, and about 4.2% are in nursing homes at any given time. So.
Well, we're gonna have to go break here. Just a note here. This show's brought to you by a lot of different people every week. One organization we've been talking about a lot is our friends at the Dayton Area Board of Realtors, connecting buyers, realtors, and properties. You can visit their website at dabr.com. The market is hot, and so if you'd like to learn about the latest listing services, education, and information, that's the site to check out, dabr.com. While you're cogitating on the question of whether a transition to assisted living or nursing care is the right choice and the right value, we invite you to stick around for some additional questions on the way. If you're not choosing an assisted living or nursing care option, then you're likely to come to some other arrangement for the care of a loved one. What is that arrangement going to be? Do you feel that care level is going to be adequate? If so, then great. But if not, what's holding you back? What is this worth to you? Please stay with us. We're going to get into it next.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. Richard, I've been seeing a lot of articles about the local real estate market and just how healthy it is. With that being said, what's the inventory like right now?
The inventory is extremely low right now, Larry. Total active homes on the market is down 25, almost 26% over the same period last year.
Now, you know what? I've not seen as many signs in yards. So with the inventory being down, but the market being so healthy, what's that mean for someone who does, in fact, want to sell their home?
Well, it's absolutely good news for sellers because right now the average sales price is up 7.51%. That means the average sales price in the Miami Valley is a little over $150,000.
So how can people get the maximum amount for their home?
They need to call me at 937-477-1411.
You've also got a website?
That's teamherbst.com, TEAMHERBST.com.
I can spot a winner when I see one. Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty.
Selling mattresses the traditional way isn't the best way. Most are made in a large factory and shipped hundreds of miles to a retailer's warehouse, where the retailer then marks them up and up before finally selling and delivering them. At the original mattress factory, we take a straightforward approach. We have eliminated the extra steps and created a direct line from our factory to you, saving you hundreds of dollars. So experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an original, the original mattress factory.
70% of Americans say they would prefer to die in the comfort of their own home. Yet more than half of us die in hospitals. You have a choice to live your final months wherever you call home. If medical needs make staying at home too challenging, you can stay at one of our home-like hospice houses. And you won't find more experienced partners than your local Ohio's hospice provider. Helping you live on your terms, in your home. Learn more at ohioshospice.org.
Here's the scoop about a great event. The first day of July is a great day to stop by Maggie Moo's Ice Cream in Cross Point Center in Centerville. Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m., celebrity scoopers for Six a Pet Adoption Center will be scooping delicious Maggie Moo's Ice Cream treats, along with a large contingent of Six a Pets looking for a forever home. Part of the proceeds will go to Six a. Maggie Moo's Ice Cream is the place to be Saturday 6 to 9. Cross Point Center, I-675 Exit 4, Centerville. Go to Facebook, like, then lick. Maggie Moo's Ice Cream.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash.
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Jay DeMarcus.
I'm Gary LaVox.
And I'm Joe Don Rooney.
And we're Rascal Flatts.
Music has always been a huge part of our lives. It's something we started pursuing as kids and never gave up on. It took a lot of hard work and dedication, but it's paid off. Music has allowed us to travel around the world and share some very unique experiences. So don't let anyone tell you your dreams aren't possible. Because you know what? They are. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? You have to be there, but how? Introducing the all-new Cox Digital Marketing, a company you know with proven results. Right now, we can create a full report of your website, plus even audit your competition. Then our digital media experts will work with you to create a custom digital marketing plan. Start today at coxdigitalmarketing.com. Proud to have Google's premier partner endorsement, their highest honor. Cox Digital Marketing, trusted custom solutions.
Clouds this morning giving way to partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Can't completely rule out a pop-up shower or storm, but most of the day is going to be dry. We'll see high temperatures topping out in the low 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 64. Partly cloudy Sunday, high 84. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, hey there, and welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan.
We're talking about care, but specifically the cost of care and whether it's worth it.
And we're not always just talking about financial cost either, as you know, we've discussed as well. But if you'd like to join in the show today and give us some of your insights, the number is 457-1290. And if you have a question or comment that you'd like to make this morning, we'd love to hear from you.
The reason we're talking about this whole worth and value thing is that people tend to put their money where their mouth is, right?
It sounds like you're stirring the pot.
Well, I am here. To put it another way, they invest time and energy and money in the things that they care about. So relative to all the things that we do or purchase in a lifetime, we're asking today the key question of where does the cost of caregiving fit in? What are we preparing for in our later years? Or what are we willing to commit to for someone that we love and care for right now? What is it worth?
Right.
And there's a lot of different options, right?
Right. Of course, Bob. It's hard to quantify this for a lot of people. Those caring for their own senior loved ones sometimes amidst two income households, kids' activities, shopping, commuting, and dozens of other activities might have a sense that caring sometimes costs them something. Now, maybe it's sleep or an opportunity, yeah. You know, to even just be doing something else, or time with their kids or a spouse or friends. Who knows? But these things are hard to quantify. And while they might be seen as a cost, most people I've known would also talk about the reward of being able to care for a mom or dad at some level.
Yeah.
Or a other relative or friend, right. You know.
It is a hard thing to quantify, but ultimately we do quantify something's worth or value, even if it's not in monetary terms, because we commit our mutual finite resource to it. That is time.
Right.
Right. A lot of us think, however, that time is elastic or infinite. You know,
we always have tomorrow.
Right. Right. But when we start to look at how the caring of another individual is something that does impinge on our time, and the demands of our life start to become cumbersome, if care starts to outweigh everything else, or our own personal ability to provide care has its limits, either by expertise or by just how we're cut, right?
Or just the stress, you know, the health, our own
right.
health.
Mm-hmm. We tend to look for help in other places.
Right.
And in the area of senior care, the big leap in help is what we were talking about in the first segment, and that is assisted living, or in some cases, it's going to be nursing care. And that has its benefits, right? It has the security, the socialization for people, the medical care, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody chooses that path.
No, in fact, most people don't, and most seniors, 89% of them, don't want to choose that path. So they turn for help in the home from family, friends, and other resources, which is what we're going to talk about next.
Right, when we come back. It is important to just keep in mind about 14% of all people over the age of 65 have 2 to 3 chronic conditions that will affect their ability to live independently. And while that doesn't mean everybody's going to end up in an assisted living or nursing home, we know that about 14% of this population will become vulnerable enough to require extra care. That's what we're getting to. That's the heart of today's topic. We're asking, what do you think that care is worth? Is it worth what it costs in an assisted living or nursing care environment? Is it worth your time? Is it worth paying somebody for in-home care? These are all the kinds of things we're talking about today. We welcome your calls to 457-1290. To weigh in on this thing for when we continue. We want to know, what have you decided? What value does our society place on senior care? And we'll come back with that in your calls to 457-1290 when we continue.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 9:30. I'm Jonah Adi. Here with our top story. The gunfire ringing out at an Arkansas nightclub. We have the latest on that coming up in just a moment. But first, WHIO Triple Team traffic shows a disabled vehicle on South Dixie Drive. But the freeways are looking all clear. Still seeing traffic moving smoothly out there. Now to Arkansas, where at least 17 people are reported injured after gunfire broke out at a nightclub.
Investigators do not believe the incident is terror-related. They say it looks like some type of dispute at a concert at the club led to the violence there.
That's News Center 7's Mike Campbell reporting. We're told a clubgoer did manage to capture that during a Facebook live stream. That video is now being reviewed by investigators. Well, Wright State University is now a smoke-free campus.
Part of the reason for this decision comes from a 50-year study by the Surgeon General, which says there is no level of safe cigarette smoke, and also tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death and disability in the United States.
That's News Center 7's Malik Perkins reporting. He says this ban includes the academic and residence halls, as well as the parking lot of the campus. Now let's have a look at our exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 weather forecast from meteorologist Josh Poland.
Areas of fog and clouds giving way to partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Seasonably warm with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar looks all clear throughout the Miami Valley. From our studio here in Dayton, seeing a little bit of sunshine, but a lot of cloud coverage out there. Got 72 degrees right now at the Dayton International Airport, 72 in Springfield, 73 here in Dayton at 9:32. Excuse me. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Take a look at how big the world is.
Where'd you get this globe?
24,901 miles around.
It's big.
Not if you're traveling by air conditioner.
Wait, what?
3,300 hours.
What's that?
Your AC. It runs 3,300 hours a year.
Okay.
If it were a car going, say, 65 miles an hour,
yeah,
you'd circle the world more than 8.5 times.
By air conditioner.
Only if it's running efficiently.
Oh, I see where you're going.
You wouldn't want any breakdowns.
Right.
So naturally, you'd get
a CJS heating and air
79-point precision checkup.
For $79.
Exactly.
You'd circle the world.
By air conditioner.
8.5 times.
For $79.
Because first, you got a
79-point precision checkup.
By a clean, screened, uniform CJS technician.
One time. Every time.
It's a $130 value.
For $79.
Satisfaction guarantee.
Or your money back.
Must be a world-class checkup.
I see what you did there. She's Val.
He's Jim. We're CJS.
HeatingandAir.com.
Here are three cool places to shop in the Upper Valley Mall in Springfield. Come on into the Emporium. Friends selling quality, new, used, and handcrafted items. 50 vendors strong. Always something new to you or a memory you can't forget. Mention WHIO and get something special at the Emporium. Paparazzi's a new store in the Upper Valley Mall, selling $5 jewelry and accessories. We also have a little girls line that's just $1. All of our items are 100% nickel and lead free. We also do parties where the hostess can earn free jewelry. Paparazzi, you'll enjoy meeting Sarah. Treasure Trove Collectibles in the Upper Valley Mall in Springfield is filled with 8,000 square feet of nostalgic fun. Hollywood Boulevard to Superhero Street. Elvis, Disney, Looney Tunes, dolls, action figures, collector plates, plush and more. Lose yourself on Rock and Roll Road, perusing through hundreds of classic rock vinyl records and CDs. Check out the Man Cave, find Boyd's Bears, Longaberger Baskets, Briar and more. The Treasure Trove in the Upper Valley Mall.
For good news in Dayton, this is Neil Ratliff, Senior Vice President, Commercial Banking for West Banco Bank. Crayons to Classrooms is a nonprofit organization opened in January 2009. They are a free store for teachers from underfunded K-12 schools that serve children living in poverty in the Miami Valley. Their purpose is to enhance the readiness to learn of all children in need in Greater Dayton by providing basic school supplies essential to academic success at no cost to the children's teachers, families, or schools. In partnership with local businesses, individual donors, and community volunteers, Crayons to Classrooms lifts at-risk children's level and love of learning by collecting and distributing donated supplies for use in the classroom. Teachers from eligible schools are invited to shop for what they need in their retail-style free store. Steve Rubenstein, Executive Director, and all the employees and volunteers for Crayons to Classrooms, you are good news for Dayton.
Good News in Dayton is brought to you by Grunder Landscaping Company, Park & Go Airport Parking, and West Banco Bank. For more information, visit goodnewsindayton.com.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
And welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. 937-457-1290. That's 457-1290 to join the show live in the studio today.
We're talking about the value or the worth of care for ourselves and for our loved ones later in life. What is it worth? How does somebody put a price on that? What do you think when we talk about assisted living and nursing care, and so those costs are too high, too low, are they appropriate, or is it just is what it is? Right?
Or have you not even thought about it? Have you not looked into it? A lot of people just let this stuff kind of come upon them as it happens or in a crisis situation. Do you think it's important to look into this and think about it now?
Yeah, and one of the reasons that you know, we talk about value or worth and so forth. There's obviously a lot of things baked into those phrases, right? They're loaded. We know they're loaded terms. But
yeah,
when you look at it just purely in terms of dollars and cents, we've done this when we've talked about college, when we've talked about healthcare. You could do it when you're buying a car, right, or buying a house. What does price mean in a market? You know, it's affected by supply and demand. It's affected in the case of assisted living and places like that by inventory and available space, the level of care required, amenities, government regulation, all kinds of stuff. Why do places cost what they do?
Right. And some of the things you just mentioned, Bob, aren't really important to us as the buyer. You know, the amenities, yes, and the types of care, yes, but market demand, all of that. There's a lot in there that doesn't matter to us when we're looking at care for our loved ones. And so that's when you have to say, what's it worth and what are we getting, you know, with respect to what it's worth.
Right. And it's one of the reasons that particularly in the case of colleges, we've always kind of scratched our head going, geez, there doesn't seem to be any limit to the number of colleges you could apply to.
Right.
But people will fork over huge fortunes to go to this college that they have their heart set on. Right.
Right. When they could maybe go to this college for, you know, a eighth of the price or a quarter of the price.
So why do people spend what they do? And why do we value care, especially care that we're not providing personally, the way we do? And we're going to talk about that here just a little bit more. When we went to the break, we were talking about how people chose to make the big leap when they needed additional help by either choosing assisted living or nursing care. And, and we had a clarification we wanted to provide you for that.
Right. So there is still this mentality that, especially amongst the older generation, that leaving one's home and moving on to a residence in a center or facility is all nursing home. That is not anymore. That's out of date, that term, nursing home.
Yeah, that phrase, right.
For that mentality. So assisted living is when you just need some assistance. You know, your meals will be cooked, your laundry will be done. You have cleaning services, and there's people on site if you fall. There's people on site if you need something extra. Nursing homes in Ohio are defined as a facility that provides care and accommodations for individuals who require skilled nursing. That would be registered nurses, due to physical or mental impairment or because of illness. Now, some residents only need occasional intermediate help with some personal tasks, such as eating or bathing. Now, this type of intermediate care is often also needed by seniors as they maybe transition out of a hospital care situation before they are cleared by their physicians to go home. So this is where skilled nurses come in. We're not talking about any aides or, you know, CNAs or any of that. RNs, registered nurses, total care.
And as we've said before, some 75% of seniors over the age of 65 will need some sort of assistance. We said before the break, 14% of those seniors may have some chronic condition that requires an increase in care. But, three quarters of people over the age of 65, according to most surveys, will need some sort of assistance. That assistance may be found in a residential environment, and we've touched on that right now when we've talked about skilled nursing.
Right.
But even if you're not in that, let's say you're outside of that and you say, well, okay, I'm not going to go or have someone go into a residential environment. I'm going to stay outside and stay at home, age in place, and all of that. What service levels are available in that situation?
So outside of medical care, it's what's commonly called in-home non-medical care, or just simply home care. And this can fall into, you know, three categories, really. There would be companion care, which is really for somebody who just needs a little bit of, you know, maybe some socialization, some companionship.
Errands, right?
Errands,
cooking,
shopping.
Cleaning, laundry, a lot of times.
Yeah, and that's sometimes called homemaker care as well. Personal care would be assistance with bathing, maybe medication reminders. And then there's obviously some specialized care situations, which you can also have sometimes in home, but often outside of home, which would be Alzheimer's care. And outside of the home for sure would be adult daycare settings, where you leave your home for short periods of time.
So just to follow again where we're going with this, because the reason we're bringing this up is so many people stumble into these things, right? Life's just going along great until somebody has a surgery or somebody has a fall or somebody needs a change of some kind, and then all of this is thrust upon them. We're trying to do this partly as a service to educate people about the various kinds of help that's out there, but we're also questioning and challenging people to think, well, what is the value of this kind of stuff relative to other things we spend our money on, right?
Right.
What is the worth? because there are certainly costs associated with things. I'll give you an example of how value changes. Attorneys and doctors, people tend to say, well, you know, they're going to get what they get, right? They're expensive and they get their certain fee. I was in the marketing business, right? And one of the things that happened in marketing 20, 30 years ago is that people started doing a lot of desktop publishing from their basement. So suddenly everybody and their uncle was in the agency business. And that created downward pressure on prices, right?
It's like photography. Once the digital camera came about, everybody was a photographer,
right,
and could do wedding shoots or what have you.
So when you've got something like caregiving, right, mm-hmm, and you've got this kind of blurred line between what I provide as a family member and then maybe what my kid can sometimes provide in slightly less way and then my spouse in another way. Oh, and then maybe I'm going to hire somebody over here. People start to get a little fuzzy about, well, what is
What's
the value of any of this stuff, right?
Right.
Aside from what I might be missing out on in my life, what is the monetary value? That's what we're asking.
Right, exactly. So if the cost of skilled nursing can obviously be very difficult to compute, mm-hmm, right, Bob? Given that in most cases, it's within the overall monthly cost of a medical facility, or it can often be affected by Medicare and other factors. Now, in a private pay situation, nursing care, RNs, can bill out at well over $100 a visit.
Yeah, we're not talking about what anybody makes here. It's not, we're talking
about
income.
We're talking about the billing.
Traditionally, what somebody, a customer, has to pay for this.
Right.
Now, in the non-medical care, which we touched on here just briefly, we're getting away from the medication, the actual administering of medication and all the medical stuff. What are we looking at there?
So if you're looking at somebody to come in for in-home care, usually not an RN, absolutely, usually just a CNA or somebody that's had experience with the elderly, private non-pay medical care can vary from $10 to $30 an hour for your home care individual. Now, the average rate through an agency, that's if you seek somebody outside to find somebody for you, places such as Comfort Keepers, Visiting Angels, you know, Grace Works, Home Instead, there's a ton of them, would be on average between $19 and $24 an hour, more on weekends and holidays.
Yeah, and there are certain government programs which can get that rate down a little bit closer to 15, 16, and there are certainly plenty of places in the country where that hourly rate goes up to 27, 28, 29, $30 an hour.
Right, and in the past years, if you were fortunate enough or had the foresight to purchase long-term care insurance, oftentimes that is covered at a certain rate for that, mm-hmm, as well.
So we're asking, do these costs surprise you, dear listener? Do they annoy you? If you're not in a position to provide all the care a loved one would need, then how will you make that decision about care and its value? 457-1290 if you want to jump in on the conversation. Now, as we've looked at this, Gloria and I, we've wondered in some cases why families will sometimes look at one or the other solution as too expensive. Either assisted link, too expensive, or an in-home person, too expensive. And it's odd to us sometimes.
It is. You know, you kind of look at, like you said, what you pay these other people to come in, a plumber, electrician, or whatever, and I don't know. It's relative, right? For an hour or two for your car in the shop, what you pay, doctors, lawyers, all these professions have some kind of market value, right?
Right. There's a lot of things that go into them. And I guess we're being a little parochial here because we're always talking about change and aging and care, right? The big four-letter word. We've been wondering why, for instance, an electrician is worth X, mm-hmm, but an hour of professional home care is worth very often a fraction of X. And I get there's different training and certifications and specific knowledge and that the market rewards these things very often according to scarcity, right? Not everybody can become the rocket scientist. Not everybody becomes an engineer. Some of these things are rare and so they're worth more. But we're asking more from a consumer standpoint or from a user standpoint why caregiving is worth what it is. Should it be worth more? Should it be worth less? A lot of people were talking about how much teachers should be worth, right? And our teachers, you know, in terms of median income, are doing all right, actually. There's an awful lot of people in the country who make far less than teachers do. There are a lot of people who make more than they do. But there's a lot of concern in the public when they talk about, well, we'll vote for this levy or that levy, or teachers need this or teachers need that. You don't hear much about that in the home care arena about people making more money.
Yeah, and I'm thinking here about the electrician or the plumber, right? Somebody you're not going to probably need for that long.
Right.
Caregiving's 24/7, and you're dealing with a human being, not an inanimate object. Why is it, you know, that we're willing to accept care giving at a lower rate.
So let's break this down to dollars and cents, just to really hammer home this point.
Okay. So let's say the average in-home care arrangement meant 20 hours a week caring for someone. At $20 an hour, because we're going to use round numbers, that's $400 a week or around $21,000 a year. Believe it or not, I've run that scenario by some people, Bob, and they'll say, wow, that's expensive. Yet some of these same folks will justify $4,000 a month at an assisted living residence because it's the best place in town, or because mom or dad can socialize, or they'll be safe, or because of this or that amenity.
And again,
it's all in what you want.
We're not for or against assisted living environments
or
independent living or any of those things. We're just asking the question, why does somebody say one's worth it and maybe another one is not? Especially in light of the fact most surveys will show that close to 90% of seniors want to retain their own homes. They want to stay in their own homes and age in place. And yet people kind of bristle sometimes about the cost of what that would be. But mentally they'll make the leap to an assisted living thing because of whatever reasons. So every family has a different situation. Like I said, we're not trashing the residential part of this. We're just exploring the rationale for how families budget for care and asking you personally to challenge yourself to say, how will you budget for care going forward? A similar debate occurred years ago when many women were entering the workforce. And the question was whether or not that second income was worth it. It was a value question. It had nothing to do with women's, I don't want to say it didn't have anything to do with it. There were plenty of people who said women should be allowed to have careers. Women went to college. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about it from a dollars and cents standpoint. When more women went and took that second job in a household, and then it was offset by childcare costs, that was a value decision. That was a worth decision.
Right. One additional aspect that I still find disconcerting about how the market values home care is in how the caregivers are paid. In most cases, the actual caregiver is making perhaps $9 or $10 an hour through an agency. Now, some of these caregivers are very good, but as is the case with most hourly jobs at that level, let's compare it to McDonald's. They make about the same amount of money there. There's a great deal of turnover and some folks who just shouldn't be in that line of work, often untrained, unskilled, but they're looking for a paycheck. At $9 or $10 an hour, what are you gonna get?
Right. And that's how the industry has evolved that way. It's actually been that way at least in my experience, most of the last 10, 12, 15 years, where in-home care has roughly had a certain market value out there, plus or minus $20 plus or minus a few bucks one way or the other. And the costs built into that business are all based on volume. You have to get a certain number of billable hours to make your franchise or your business go.
Right. So they can't pay their workers any more than about $9 an hour.
So, but people always say, well, that's what the market will bear, Bob. That's what the market will bear, Gloria. And what we're asking our listeners is to say, well, why is that? Why would people pay that? Or sometimes they won't even pay that.
Right.
They won't even pay the $20 or $25 an hour.
And with the predicted caregiver shortage ahead of us, where there will not be enough, what are we in for?
It's something for you to ponder here as you're going forward. What kind of resources do you want to have put aside for this kind of a care? And when you're trying to evaluate whether someone should move from their existing residence to another place, if that's a path for you, maybe that's the right decision. Maybe it's not the right decision. We just want to know what you think the value of all of that is.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about some resources we have for you on this topic. We'll also take a peek at what's coming up on There Is a Season and tell you how you can get in touch and share some of your ideas with us. All of that is ahead.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, everyone. It's Nancy with my great friend Christian Hott of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai. Now, I was just on your lot the other day, and I noticed it's jam-packed full of pretty much anything you could ever want.
We have over 325 pre-owned vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. The first oil change is free, and it's a great selection, low prices, ease of doing business at Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai. And another thing, that lifetime powertrain warranty is only available at our dealerships. No one else has it in the Miami Valley. Unlimited miles, lifetime powertrain warranty.
And folks can kind of shop online if they want to see the selection before they come up to Vandalia, right?
Absolutely. JosephAirportToyota.com or AirHyundai.com and see a great selection from wherever you are. And then you can just come up and visit, drive the car, and take it home.
So Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai in Vandalia. Christian, do you still like to say yes?
I love saying yes.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. Ooh, why am I yelling? Because our new Buckeyes are so lucky, this place is really buzzing. And with over 1,700 gaming machines, sometimes you need to speak up. So put a Buckeye in your pocket and come see for yourself. We're just off I-75 at exit 29. Miami Valley Gaming, get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
70% of Americans say they would prefer to die in the comfort of their own home. Yet more than half of us die in hospitals. You have a choice to live your final months wherever you call home. If medical needs make staying at home too challenging, you can stay at one of our home-like hospice houses. And you won't find more experienced partners than your local Ohio's hospice provider. Helping you live on your terms in your home. Learn more at ohioshospice.org.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Welcome to Tire Discounters.
Hello, I'm just a regular customer.
Okay.
So please act as though I have no relationship with owner Chip Wood.
You've come to Tire Discounters at a great time.
Of course.
You can save up to $200 on Cooper tires.
Wow.
Plus save $150 on sets of wheels.
Why, that's...
Up to $350 off Cooper tires with new wheels.
And a free alignment with standard four tire installation.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Up to $200 off Cooper, $150 off custom wheels, plus tire rebates and service specials from now until July 3rd.
Coming soon, Camping World's Midwest Summer Savings Event at the Tom Raper Center, July 7th through 15th. Exclusive Shell pricing, new travel trailers as low as $99 per month, and fifth wheels for $219 a month. With every new RV purchase, receive a NASCAR race package, including tickets to the Brickyard 400, gas card, Kroger gift card, and sunglass. Plus, free food and free admission. Stop by the Tom Raper Center, July 7th through the 15th for Camping World's Midwest Summer Savings Event. Payments not inclusive of taxes and fees. See dealer for full terms and details. Offer expires July 15, 2017.
Listen to Auto Talk Saturdays from noon to 2 for your chance to win tickets to the Good Guys 20th PPG Nationals Giant Car Show, July 7th through the 9th at Ohio Expo Center in Columbus. Buy tickets and learn more at good-guys.com.
The U.S. Fire Administration reports 2,900 closed dryer fires each year, causing death and millions in property loss. If your dryer vent has not been professionally cleaned in the last year, call the Certified Dryer Exhaust Technicians at Abbey Road Chimney Sweeps now, 937-833-0505.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Declare your independence from dessert making this 4th of July with a trip to Mahaffey's Pies. Enjoy over 30 assorted pies and cheesecakes. Call 253-1163 to order now and stop in Mahaffey's Pies. Smithville and Linden, just off Route 35 in Dayton.
Clouds this morning giving way to partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Can't completely rule out a pop-up shower or storm, but most of the day is going to be dry. We'll see high temperatures topping out in the low 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 64. Partly cloudy Sunday, high 84. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
We've been talking today about what stuff is worth, specifically the care of our loved ones, care of ourselves when we get older. And we wanted to know what you thought. Of course, one of our most astute listeners is Bernie from Kettering. Welcome to the show again, Bernie. How are you?
Good, Bob. Thank you for the comment, a compliment. And when it comes to caregiving, two things. I think they should make a lot more money than they do. Their situations vary from having a lot of hours to having almost no hours. But also, I think there should be more intangibles that are involved in caregiving from both sides. I consider my caregiver my sister, even though she's not, and I'm sure she considers me part of her family, too.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea, and that must be a great great caregiver, for one thing, to have that compliment. So wherever she is, that's a tremendous thing. What is your take, though, on this ballpark average hourly rate that people get paid in that field? Do you think it's too – I mean, you say people should make more. What do you think it should be? Do you have a stab at that?
Well, I think, you know, like some of them make 12 to 15 and stuff like that. I think it should be doubled simply because it's a hard job, number one. And number two, like I say, some caregivers have a lot of hours and some don't. And I happen to know this, having had my caregiver for a number of years. So if you don't have a lot of hours, you got to make money somehow.
Right, right. Well, it is an important job, and for some people, it can be a very, as you say, you know, like a sister. It can become a familial kind of thing. It really is an extension
Absolutely.
Of family.
Absolutely, you do become very close.
But as we've said before, all of these things have some kind of a value in the marketplace. You know, if people are there to do it and there's not a cost to it, that's one thing. But if they're not available, if family can't do it or friends can't do it, then it is a profession that needs to be remunerated appropriately.
Yeah. When you have somebody good that can do more than just the mopping of the floor, putting a sandwich or a meal together, somebody who really has intuition and gets to know you, then that's, you know, definitely worth something on both ends.
And that's exactly what I got. And boy, if she ever leaves, she's going to be hard to replace.
Sounds like it. Hey, Bernie, yeah.
thanks for calling again.
Okay. All right, Bob. Gloria, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
We have a few resources we can share with you here briefly if you'd like to read more about this topic.
Yeah, if you'd like to do your own research, there's some great sites. An awesome site is seniorhomes.com and /Ohio, and you can compare everything from nursing homes to assisted livings and home in-home care. Another good site is assistedlivingtoday.com. And then if you go to the AARP site, there is a cost calculator out there, and you can actually compare the cost of care from state to state.
So a lot of good resources in there. Ponder this, if you would, you know,
we
in the next week here.
Thinking about it.
Think about what these things are worth and whether or not you ought to do some new calculations. Coming up on There Is a Season, next few weeks, we're going to be talking about estate sales, physical therapy, and In Search of Grit. All of that is ahead. We hope you enjoyed your hour with us and took away a couple of things you can use this week. We love doing the show with you, for you. Thank you for being with us. Please tell your family and friends about the show. And remember, never regret growing older and wiser. These are privileges denied to many. For my lovely co-host Gloria, our terrific producer, and everyone who makes the show possible, I'm Bob Wolf. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.